in this bulletin. The European Union grants Ukraine candidate status. Four senior Victorian government ministers set to announce their retirement from politics. And in sport, US artistic swimmer Anita Alvarez faints mid-performance at the World Aquatic Championships. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. The European Union has voted in favour of granting Ukraine candidate status to join the 27-nation bloc. President of the European Parliament, Roberta Metsola, chaired the EU meeting in Brussels, Belgium on Thursday.
We proceed with this extremely important joint motion for a resolution before this afternoon's European Council, which will decide on the candidate status of Ukraine, the Republic of Moldova and Georgia. We have the joint motion for a resolution by five political groups, and it is overwhelmingly adopted.
This approval is a first step in an unpredictable journey toward full membership for the war-torn country. Four senior Victorian government ministers are reportedly set to announce their retirement from politics at the November state election. The state's Health Minister Martin Foley, Sport Minister Martin Pakula, Police Minister Lisa Neville and Deputy Premier James Molino are all likely to call it quits and will not recontest their seats. Mr Molino declined to make comments on the matter while speaking to the Nine Network.
I do appreciate the question, but these are individual decisions for people to make. And I'm not going to speculate on my future or the future of my colleagues.
Premier Daniel Andrews is expected to make a formal announcement confirming the resignations. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has confirmed his plans to visit French President Emmanuel Macron in Paris next week to officially reset relations between the two countries. This comes after the previous government cancelled a $90 billion contract with France to build 12 nuclear-powered submarines. The new Labour government in response decided earlier this month to pay the French shipbuilder Naval Group $835 million in compensation. Mr Albanese told the ABC diplomatic relations between the two countries should be preserved. An Australian National University poll of 3,500 voters shows Scott Morrison and Barnaby Joyce were the least liked leaders of their parties since 1987. The findings into the popularity of coalition leaders show voters at the election who chose independence were more likely Labor and Green supporters rather than dissatisfied Liberals. Mr Morrison had a popularity rating of 3.6 out of 10, while Mr Joyce sat at 3 and Anthony Albanese's ranking was 5.6, higher than both Bill Shorten and Julia Gillard. Afghanistan's ambassador in exile in Australia is expressing reservations about the Taliban's ability to respond to the earthquake that hit his home country. The magnitude 6.1 tremor which struck eastern Afghanistan has killed over 1,000 people and left many more homeless. The Taliban has been requesting assistance from the West to control the situation after being cut off from international aid. A representative of the former Kabul government overthrown by the Taliban, Wahidi Waisi, says the Afghan economy has experienced a significant drain since the militant Islamic group took over.
After this fall of Afghanistan to Taliban, there was a big brain drain, including those expertise which were responsible for taking care of these kind of assistance in different parts of the country. And those who were responsible for aid assistance in different parts of the country. I think the whole support which an area at this kind of situation is needed, as the whole system has collapsed.
And in sport, American artistic swimmer Anita Alvarez has been rescued from a pool during the World Aquatic Championships in Budapest, Hungary. The 25-year-old lost consciousness and started to sink after completing her solo free final routine on Wednesday. The swimmer's coach responded quickly by diving in fully clothed to rescue her, dragging her to the side of the pool. She is reported to be doing well and hopes to compete in today's final team event. And that's the latest from SBS News.